the strategic planning session to order, and welcome back, Mr. Peterson. And we want to continue in our process. We have before us working on the mission and vision aspect here. I want to thank the work of Ms. Hines, Mr. Acosta, who've been working with you, and we asked those two to sit and represent the board as you have come forward to bring the materials each time. And so far, we're doing well on that. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Peterson, and go ahead and get started. Oh, Mr. Bolger, I'm sorry. I left off. I left Mr. Bolger off. Costa, I use the Bolger, yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. So if you recall, at the last meeting, you established a subcommittee that the chairwoman has referred to, and they've come back with a proposal for your endorsement. And I want to stress two things. One is this has been this is the result of a process you really established over 6 months ago. Secondly, it's been unbelievably transparent. And third, this is, it's not the final step. It's a step in the process because basically what you're doing today, depending upon your action, is presumably endorsing a mission and vision statement to take to the stakeholders. And in a minute, we're going to hear about that process. But it's a draft for their comments. In other words, you'll come back to this after that and modify it or finalize it based upon the input you've got received. So, Mary, Marcel, Tom, do you all want to speak to what you've come up with here, or how do you want to handle that?
Well, Mary held the quickest meeting I've ever been involved with.
I don't really think I was the chair. I think this was a three-way collaboration, and I was late to the meeting, and they had done most of the work. So, but we did look at what we had before, and staff had made a few. Everybody recall where we were last time, which was we pretty much liked the mission statement, but we weren't real happy with the vision statement. And so staff had done a variety of iterations around a vision statement, and we tweaked to get to what's here. But the meat of this actually was a staff suggestion, which I think we should give some credit for. And the mission statement is different from what you saw the last time because we put the leadership idea front and center into it, because I think that has become, for all of us, a really critical part of how we see Metro and our board work over the next couple of years. So really with that said, I would, you know, open it up for other people to comment on. But we felt like this captured most of the ideas that we've been bantering around for the last 6 months.
All right. Suggestions, comments, thoughts? Mort.
Now, I like the vision statement. I think that really captures what we've been talking about. On the mission statement, I would just put out for consideration that we think about whether some measure of equity be included.
Can you expand on that? What do you mean by that?
I mean that we are providing service across the whole region. We're providing service to a wide variety of users, that we have a commitment beyond cost effectiveness to serving important needs.
Is there a word that comes to your mind that captures that?
Equity really is what.
Equity?
Yeah. Providing safe, equitable, reliable, and cost effective.
Would you get the same idea if you just added to all?
To all.
Behind public transit?
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of region is there.
Mm-hmm.
So if by just putting to all, we reach out and kind of grab everybody.
Good way to state it.
Does everybody feel good about that?
I like the I think the suggestion is a good one. The wording feels awkward to all, feels awkward. I'm okay with the content and the principle behind it, and it's just the wording, I struggle with the wording a little bit. It just feels awkward to me, but in principle, very supportive of it. I like the mission statement. It's short, it's crisp, it's clear, and I like the vision statement also. They both work very well. Few words, a lot of meaning, and that's good on both counts. So I'm okay with both suggestions for amending. I just don't quite get the language yet, but I'm okay. Thank you.
We could definitely take both out. You know, we could, if our idea is partly to get some feedback on what speaks to people, you could go out with one that says providing safe, reliable, cost-effective, and equitable public transit, or, you know, providing safe, reliable, cost-effective transit to all, and see what, I think the reason I react to equitable is I'm not sure that we have a common understanding about what that word means. You know, that it may mean different things in different jurisdictions, or if you're in a one rider group versus another. I think to all basically says it's for everybody, but
the concern I would have about all is that is a big word as well, and there is not and there are varying levels of access and equity to the system. I mean, if you live, there's some reaches where the system in our system that you simply can't access Metro without a great deal of struggle and cost.
Sure.
And all suggest a direction.
That's true.
Whereas equitable doesn't necessarily give me the same challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Other thoughts, comments? This is why we had a subcommittee. Because once you get into wordsmithing, it's tough.
Well, actually, Neil,
the
subcommittee
did a great job. I do, too. I think it's fabulous.
Actually, Neil, we did, and to my fellow board members, we did discuss equitable. We did discuss more environmental. We did discuss economics and sustainable. Under the cloud of, or the overarching word of sustainability, the three E's that define sustainability, and we just didn't, it got so wordy that we, right, Mary and Marcel, it just didn't seem like we could deal wordsmith it enough to make it action packed, and that's why. But we did substitute. I had proposed leadership, and that got as Mary. I think Marcel thought Leeds was much more action-oriented. So it wasn't that we didn't discuss it.
You know, there's a notion that public infers all already. When we speak of public transit, I mean, that says that it is everyone's transit already. And in that sense, it's already embraced, for me, what it is. And I think the more we try to overly define it in the mission, the more difficult it becomes to define it in the mission. And I think it's defined in our strategic and planning and in our execution.
So are you thinking we just leave it?
You know, I'd be okay just like it is, but I certainly respect concerns to involve, but I like the way it is right now both on both counts, but I'll defer to board members for.
Well, one thing, just a thought here, but you've also got in your packet a one-pager, we could add to that there are certain issues that you'd like to explore as you discuss it, and equity could be one of the issues you discuss, or something like that.
And it's also something we could express as we go on from the mission to the specific goals, specific measures. But, you know, I like to keep it in front of us as this is something, it's up to us to really be sure we're doing the right job for all our potential users.
I think the discussion reflects really the kind of discussion we want to have with the stakeholders. I agree that to all kind of hangs something on the end that you have to figure out whether you need to explain it or how it might make people react. But I think the point that we want to make is that indeed, that is who we serve, that is who we want, what kind of authority we want to be. I also, and I bracket it forward only for the point of saying it articulates our goal in pulling in that regional definition, region forward. But if you think long term, the next 50 years, you say Metro leads the region, period. We lead the region. But I guess forward is a timely piece for us now, and it becomes an acceptable one there. But if
it's a double entendre.
Yeah,
it's acceptable.
Tony? I support the proposals. They're very succinct, and I could also support whether, if the majority prefers or likes it, to add equitable in there. But I actually would really like to move on.
Can I say one thing in response to Alvin's point about it's all in public? Given the current political climate that only seems to think in terms of cost effectiveness or actually in budget reductions, any statement that says one of the measures is cost effect, one of our missions is cost effectiveness, I think it needs to mention, at least in passing, social equity. I'm uncomfortable leaving that as a kind of an assumption somehow that it is inclusive. Equity has always been a part of this agency's mission. It is often overlooked in our strategic planning process, but I'm a little reluctant to leave social equity on the table, on the cutting table.
So what I'm hearing here is, I mean, everybody agrees that equity is important. The issue is whether or not to include it in the statement to go out to the stakeholders or discuss it at the stakeholders. Is that a fair summary of where we are? And is that an up or down vote, or do we want to discuss it more?
I'm for equity.
I know.
You want to talk it through more, or would you just like to decide on a majority vote which way we handle it? Because you're going to discuss it with the stakeholders regardless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The question is whether you put it in the statement or just discuss it in addition. Because you're going to come back to this when you come back and make a final decision.
I mean, for me, it makes a stronger statement to include it.
And yep.
See if anybody would like to see
yep.
it taken
no question.
Out.
No question.
Yeah.
Does somebody want to make a motion and get a vote on it, or do you want to keep just talking it through?
Language that we're out there making a motion, because I'm supportive of the principle. What's the language for it?
That we're adding the word equitable.
And where would it go?
And then cost effective.
After reliable.
Yeah.
After reliable, I agree.
So the proposal is to add the word equitable after reliable.
I would advocate that we do it by consensus as opposed to a vote, and I'm okay with it.
Okay. Okay. Is there anybody else that has heartburn with it? Okay, consensus rules, as usual, right? Terrific. So are we at a position where we're okay with this? Madam Chair, does this take a vote to push this forward, or are you just...
We can always do a sense of the committee, uh-huh. And the sense of the committee is that we move forward with this mission statement.
Everybody and comfortable with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Mission and vision.
Vision. Mission included, yeah.
I think... Before we move on to the stakeholder piece with Barbara, I mean, I think you really need to take a moment and thank two parties here. Number one is yourselves. I mean, this is an unbelievably open process. And I tell you, from the point of view of what I see going on around the rest of the country, this is really terrific work you're doing. And I just hope the stakeholders appreciate the amount of effort you've put into it and hope you get it back when you go back and talk to them. And secondly, I think the staff deserves a lot of credit here. Number one, they've come up with a lot of good staff work, but most importantly, they have been absolutely on time and pushing it, and there's no delay whatsoever here. It's been a real cooperative effort.
So I think Rich and his staff deserve a lot of credit, too.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
We're at a point now where we're going to talk about the stakeholder. Barbara?
Pardon, Madam Chair? Yes. Could I just ask one, raise one other issue? Because this next thing about who we're going out to and everything is really important. But I have continued to think that we ought to go out with those, some version of those three bigger goals that we looked at the last time. That going out just with this, we're going to have quick conversations.
For what?
And
it'll
be fast, but I don't think it'll be as fruitful as if we go out with the, I think it was seamless customer service, financial viability of the agency, and then the third one, which is around this issue of land use and strategic connection of land use and transit. And so I don't know if other people feel the same way as I do, and we certainly, the third one, we haven't refined. Right. But I still think we would be better going out with some version of that to get their sense now than waiting and doing it after the budget. And it's partly because the budget's got some stuff that's related to those three things in it, and begins to put this bigger long-term context around those strategic moves for the agency that I actually think it would be fruitful conversation.
Yeah. Could I second the thought, the idea of sitting down with the mayor to ask him his reactions about the mission vision would be probably a 30-second conversation. It is a waste of the seriousness of this set of issues to not have a broader framework that would engage more conversation than, does this word go here? I'm uncomfortable with the suggestion that we're ready for a stakeholder engagement process with just mission and vision.
Does everybody else feel the same way, that we should add those three goals in the one-page talking document? Right? Okay.
We have had some discussion, and the question would be, we are poised to move forward, and do we feel that we've had an adequate discussion and we can add those three and move forward, or do we need to do more?
Could I make a suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Our first meeting in January is quite early in the month. The possibility that any of us are going to get on anybody's schedule between now and the 4th or 5th of January when we meet again is probably rather remote. So if we brought those three back with a little bit more thinking at that very first meeting in January, we could have a sense of the committee again that we could take those out. So I think we wouldn't slow ourselves down. We'd still let ourselves get on people's calendars and be able to bring, I think, a little more meat.
I think in raising that question, I wanted to make sure that we felt, and really suggesting that I think we have had a discussion, and I think what we really want to do just affirm that we have all of what we want to have part of a conversation with stakeholders in front of us. And I think if that can be done in one meeting, I think it would be efficient, because I think when we looked at this, we looked at it as seeing those as very critical parts of our discussion, and we had a great deal of discussion. So let's start there.
Another way of looking at it is, at a minimum, it would be a refresher for everybody, because mm-hmm. that was a month or so ago,
right.
And it would bring everybody up to snuff before they go out to have the meetings.
Okay.
Is there consensus about that on the first meeting in January, doing a revising or reviewing
so
and
through.
Relooking it?
That's good.
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else before we get into stakeholder discussions? Okay, Barbara, cheers.
Neil, may I make a comment? Because I apologize, I came in late. I just want to clarify the last part of what I heard. Because as I think about it in terms of conversations we would have want to have with appointing authorities and key stakeholders, I found the discussion we had as a board around our role very rich. because it really sets the context for lots of other things. I would hope that that would be an important part of the dialogue we have with our appointing authority and others, because I think it wraps up all of the other issues that emanate from that.
Okay, we'll bring that forward, too.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Okay.
Okay, Barbara Richardson, and I wanted to just walk you through some my recommendation on the stakeholder outreach. Well, first off, in terms of message, which is a little bit of what you were talking about just now, we had sent talking points, and I also would like to say, as we've been talking about those particular points for a while, and I think to your point, this is an opportunity for you to sit down with the key stakeholders to also talk about progress against governance objectives, because it's about where the board has been. And this is the right place because we've had progress against lots of objectives in terms of governance, and now is the time, as you have always said, that you would be turning to the strategic planning process. So, in terms of the talking points, that's kind of what we had talked about, kind of setting the framework. So it is an opportunity to kind of set the stage for why you're there. And you know, and it is difficult to get reaction just straight off about a mission or vision statement in itself. But it's really to update the stakeholders on all the things that you've put in place as a board since then, and the changes that you've undergone, and your commitments about your role. And so, and it's to demonstrate a progress also, as we've talked previously, about Metro's top priorities, safety being the first, you know, state of good repair, customer service. So it's to reconfirm with the stakeholders who maybe you don't have an opportunity to sit with on a regular basis that this is the direction that we as the board are giving guidance to Rich and his teams to take the organization. And now it is time for us to turn to the future, and we want you to be a part of that. And I think that's a little different than what has happened previously, the outreach to actually talk about the future, about where we're heading and what kind of vision, and where do they see Metro fitting into the future.
If I could add one point. For me, one of the points I believe that is one of the fundamentals of this also is to make sure that we don't position this as a self-congratulatory process. It is really important that we register our awareness, acute awareness of not just what we've accomplished, but what is ahead of us, and the collaborative engagement that we need with them as partners to get to the place where we can congratulate each other, because we're not there yet. We are demonstrating credibility. We're demonstrating understanding and awareness. We're demonstrating engagement, but we certainly don't want to suggest that we're proud of what we've done, but we're not there to congratulate ourselves. We're there to talk about what we need to accomplish, and that's very important for me as a distinguishing factor in how we position this.
Yeah, just building on that, I think we also have to define the we as not just us, but
yes,
us and them.
Absolutely.
We should be going into those discussions with some degree of an ask in terms of what cooperation, what efforts, what things could make our joint achievement better.
We had talked a little previously about a phased approach to outreach, and the first part of it is to sit with the key stakeholders, the board members doing that, and that means, for instance, that our principals would sit with the key funding, the jurisdictions. You know, we have Mr. Downs suggesting that Mr. Downs would meet with the mayor. Ms. Bowser would meet with the Chairman Brown, and so on and so forth, so that we have these very, you know, one-on-one conversations to be able to get comments from those local public officials. We also would recommend that we convene the delegation, but in groups by jurisdiction, because it'll be very difficult, as certainly between now and the first of the year, to get
a meeting, given all the things that are going on. But, for instance, the Maryland board members would then, we would try to arrange a meeting with the Maryland delegation members, Senators Mikulski and Cardin, and the representatives from Maryland. So we would have these smaller meetings for the congressional side. Federal stakeholders, we see the administrators of GSA and the FTA that we would reach out to. The secretaries of transportation meet on a regular basis, and rather than doing one-on-ones, maybe it's an opportunity for us to try to have some members of the board meet with them when they meet on a regular basis to have a conversation, kind of a roundtable discussion. Also, the governance groups are important. The Board of Trade has been actively involved, I think, and they have put a lot of time, as has the Coalition of Governments, to be able to sit down with Jim Deniger, and also Dave Robertson, I think, is in order. And also, we have worked with the Federal City Council, too, and I think to reach out to them individually rather than a group is in order, too. The advisory groups, they are direct reports to the board. I think they'd like to hear directly from the board. And so we've made some suggestions about members that would meet with them rather than having staff do that outreach. And then on the employee side, this is another area I think that as we go along further, it will be helpful to put, as we flesh out and we work out some more details, I think it would be more productive as we go along. But certainly initially, I think what we'd recommend is that we introduce your work around the strategic plan process through Richard's weekly emails that we do. We began to lay the groundwork for further conversation, and we might also set up an internal page on our website where staff can log comments if they choose, or if they have some input that they would like to pass along at this early stage. And then the union representatives, what we're thinking there is that Richard has regular meetings, that we could begin to introduce the process at that point and explain what the objectives are, and as we go forward, what we're hoping to achieve, and that they would be hearing from you directly later on. Next slide. So, as has been pointed out, we are also in the midst of the budget process, or we will be shortly. So, we really need to take a look at, as we gather these initial insights and comments, pulling them together and reflecting back and coming back, you would need to come back and look at what you heard, gather the information, and make any changes that you might like to do. But then we really need to go out with the budget. And I think to have this process inside of that process would be confusing. So what we'd recommend is that once we go further and we develop more content, it's the appropriate time for the more general public outreach, because just having gone through a couple budget cycles here, I can tell you that any of the public conversations that happen become overshadowed by what the budget content is. And we will, as you know, we also have our own outreach specifically that we do with the budget process. So in April or May, as more tangible aspects become developed, we will also do more on the employee side. April and May is what I mentioned. And then June and July, when we're developing a little bit more and more as to what the goals or further objectives, that's when we would start to do some convening of the customers and general public for feedback on the planning process.
I understand from what I've now read that the governance working group, the three secretaries, are trying to stage a meeting with the governors, the mayor, chair, and Mr. Charles. I would hope, and on a fairly early timetable, I would hope we make that a two-way conversation, and this might be the opportunity with that important audience to bring forward in a structured way what we've been up to, not just hear what we should be doing.
I think that opportunity would be very helpful, because I think that as we start this longer process, we really want to start off on a foot that really is more than just this update of where we are, but really a collaborative conversation, I guess I would describe it.
I'm sorry.
Ms. Bowser?
Yes, I just, I agree with Mr. Downey's point. I would like to see the stakeholder meetings be a more official delegation of the board rather than just, you know, someone said, maybe it was in the Bible, you're not a prophet in your own land. And so I think it might be better to have the, you know, a delegation of the board briefing the elected official, the other appointing authority. And I think the point that you make, if that meeting is happening, having an official presentation at that time would be helpful. The second point I wanted to make is, while we might want to talk to them about just our, you know, strategic planning, they're going to want to talk to us about the budget. Especially, I know we're in the midst of it. Our mayor will be at the, in that time, you know, putting the fine points on his budget, and that's probably all they're going to want to hear, you know, for a second. So I just think we need to be prepared to have that information available.
Just a couple of other quick points. I know we're going to be go through the phases of this process, and I think that it's a good suggestion to have that third phase after the budget process. On the other hand, one of the things that's important, I believe, for us to do is to establish a consistency that our strategic process is underway right now, and it really involves everything that we do. And it's not really on hold until after the budget process is completed. It actually is a part of the budget process is a part of our strategic process. And I think that it's, for me, it's okay that when we have public forums, I think the townhouse, the open houses we had last year associated with the budget process were an excellent opportunity to hear from our community in advance of the public hearings that we had. And I think to put the strategic planning process on the radar screen in everything that we do, I think is important. And to emphasize to people that every engagement we have is an opportunity to get input into that process, whether it's a formal activity associated with the strategic planning process, or whether it's a small group meeting with a key stakeholder about another issue. I don't think it is, it shouldn't be form over substance, but I think it helps to reinforce in us as an organization at a board level, at a staff level, at an operational level, that we are in the process now. We're not planning for the process, and it is a thread in our business operations. The other point is probably not achievable, but it is, and maybe not a good idea, but I'll put it out here. Anyway, to me that the notion that we are reaching to the region in the context of a regional dialogue, and we want to continue to elevate the sense that it is a region and that we're trying to govern the operations as regionally. I don't know that it makes any sense, but from the congressional delegations, to meet with them individually is hard enough. You know, jurisdiction to jurisdiction, certainly we are in no position to suggest how their calendars may run, but if there was an opportunity that was already on their collective calendars where we could have a little bit role in discussing the regional system in the context of all of the regional delegation, Virginia, Maryland, and district, might be a good opportunity that would be rare for us. Again, I'm not suggesting that it's easily accomplished or maybe it's not advisable, but I think if we had the opportunity to discuss the regional system with the regional delegation, it could be a helpful dialogue, and I put that out for consideration.
We will try to get to them in any way that we can. Because of their calendars, it's really going to be tough. So it is, you know, Regina can try to arrange, if your druthers are to have them all together, we can try to do that. It's going to be a little challenging, but we're going to, either way, so if you'd rather do it in the sub by jurisdiction or if you'd rather do it
in the larger form. We can do it. We can try it either way.
Madam Chair, I actually think, and I agree with Muriel, I think the more that we go in teams, that shows that we're all together on this, the better off we are. We're all busy, too, so it may or may not be possible, but I think it is a really important message. I think it's really important with the Board of Trade and COG and the Federal City people that it not be a single person, that it be a delegation that represents all of the players sitting here at this table. And to a certain extent, in our own jurisdictions, you know, I think we can figure that out. But the more we model what we think we're doing, the better off we are. Yep. But let me raise one other point, and Alvin spoke to this a little bit in the beginning. I continue to be really uncomfortable that we are going to all the stakeholder groups but the riders prior. I mean, the riders really only come in, except for the Riders Advisory Council, but our general riders only sort of appear in this, as I understand the timeline, in the June, July. And I think that that they as a group, and having them feeding into us at the same time that we're talking to some of these big stakeholders, to me reinforces the job that our funders have, which is this is in service of riders and in service of the regional, you know, the regional survival. And so I'm not suggesting focus groups or any of that kind of stuff. I'm thinking of it more as potentially some kind of a web-based thing that we at least put it out there. And if, you know, if my Transportation Advisory Commission wants to talk about it in Arlington, then I can go and talk about it with them. But that we shouldn't say, oh, we're not really going to talk to you guys till after the budget's over. Because I do think these things, you know, just as the funders are going to want to know, well, not only mission and vision, but how much money do you need this year? The riders are going to want to know, I got to pay more and for what? And I just think the things that they're so intertwined that we got to figure that out. I appreciate the work level question, Barbara, I really do. But I think we shoot ourselves in the foot if we wait too long on that piece.
Myself.
Perhaps there's a role for the Riders Advisory Council to help us figure out ways to get input at the same time. So, you know, as part of our discussions with them in January, maybe they can help us develop tools, and maybe they can help us with outreach, and maybe organize meetings for us. So that seems to be something that they could be very good at helping us out with.
So if I could go back to Muriel's original point here, do we have consensus that the names that occur on the spreadsheet are point people that everybody, what I'm hearing is all board members should be invited to all meetings and encouraged to come, not just one-on-one with a stakeholder. Is that the sense of what you're suggesting?
No.
What I suggested was a delegation. There has to be some strategic thinking about how that works. But, you know, I think my larger point was that we all go and fight for Metro every day. And if we want to have a changed conversation about Metro, I think it would be more impressive to have, a team of people talking about that change.
Yes, Mr. Downs.
It's important for the board to not model what we think of as a semi-dysfunctional behavior about everybody goes to their own jurisdiction, talks, and brings it back. I think the board ultimately has a role in this process and a responsibility to be a convener. I think towards the end of this process, the board needs to be able to call together the respective jurisdictions in a single forum with the JCC, with the RAC, with all of the stakeholders, and have an open conversation. There is a point about this is a regional system. It is not necessarily an agglomeration of its parts. Figuring out a part of this process that allows that to become a reality and have a dialogue as a region, with or without the governors, but I think having a responsibility to reinforce that means at some point in this process, we have to step up and say, we're going to, this board is going to convene the region to, in effect, be part of this dialogue and to ratify this, not singly, not with a set of divergent voices.
Can I, Mr. Vaughn, go ahead, and then I'll just comment, because I want to clarify.
I want to strongly agree with Tom's comment. I think this is a very useful time for Metro and the region to look down the road at the role of Metro and how the region needs to address transportation. And I want to pick up on what Alvin said. I know how crazy congressional schedules are and how difficult it is to get two of them together, much less 10 or 12. But I think inviting them all to a meeting, a regional meeting of the members of Congress from the District, Maryland, and Virginia, is really a good idea. And having as many of us as can be there as possible, is a good idea. And if we schedule it far enough out and do it, you know, at a time that fits somewhat with congressional schedules, you know, early in the morning or something, we might be able to pull it off. And it would be very, very helpful in a lot of ways beyond just the immediate things we're trying to accomplish here, I think.
Ms. Porter.
About 10 years ago, the Transportation Planning Board did something like that, and I think it has continued as sort of a transportation summit, pulling together congressional leaders to talk about transportation, specifically about transportation funding issues. And there was very good turnout. I was only there for the first few years of it, but there's very good turnout because it is an issue that people are interested in. And I would agree with Mr. Barnes. I think that we would get a certain amount of interest if we could give people enough advance notice that they would come and be willing to talk about some of these issues. And this is probably an interesting time to talk about them all.
Just a point of clarification, because I think there are two aspects we're talking about. We're talking logistically about the breadth of folks that we would like to talk to, and then we're talking, I think, a little bit more strategically in saying, who should we get in the room with as a board, the board to convey and have that kind of dialogue. And so I really see us kind of in two tracks on this, because I think I think there's still some of those smaller conversations that must happen, and they can happen in a representative way, making sure that we reach as many people as possible. But I think the idea of coming back with a larger piece, that this is where we are and what we want to talk about and have the opportunity of having a dialogue, I think is something that we should add to this piece, because I think that really, really gives us a much more probably effective way for the entire region to understand the dialogue. I think that's an important part of it, too.
Look, if you want to do this, you got to do this in January and February. Congress may actually do a authorization bill, as Regina knows, who works for Metro, in early 2012, where they can kick the can, which they always do anyway, and not do in a surface transportation, which would have transit in it. And there's gaps in the January, February congressional schedule. I don't know where they are, that they're not as at work. So you got it. But if after February, it's going to be too late for the congressional delegation. And secondly, I don't know the schedule for everybody's, the Commonwealth budget, the Maryland's budget district. I mean, you know, we talked about it the other day at City Hall, but that has to be factored into the general. Got to be happy. All right, Mary, so January, February, so that narrows it down. It's better earlier rather than later.
So, Kathy, what I'm hearing, let me try to replay it. We're hearing three things. One is that in addition to the individual efforts that have been suggested by staff, strategically, while there might be a point person, you want the staff to work with you to see who else should be there to give the sense of the board. Is that a fair way of saying it, Mira? And then the second thing I'm hearing is that in addition to the individual jurisdictional meetings so that everybody is covered, the idea of large group meetings, whether it be congressional staff or all jurisdictions, is something you want to encourage the staff to work on. So you're doing both, in effect.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And one of the questions is whether or not we might want to think of this as a kickoff of this discussion with the larger congressional staff, because I think there's a benefit by starting that process with them and moving through might really be a better way for us to continue to if we as a board or board person being represented by the board are having that larger discussion, does it get the level of attention and we continue it by having the other meetings?
And it fits with the role that you've set for yourselves to be conveners as well as be proactive.
I sort of think I think there's an arc through this next calendar year of, you know, the initial conversation around mission, vision, and some draft goals. And then something further out, and I don't know the timing because summer is always tricky, maybe it's in September, where we come back together and we've refined it. There's some more meat around those goals, and you have another sort of meeting, and that's one with all stakeholders. I mean, that really does become, and then that leads us into something in the December timeframe where we actually adopt the plan, the strategic plan, that then sets up the next budget conversation. But I think the more we can say to folks, there's an arc to this. Here's the next point you're going to hear from us and where we think we might be and the kind of reaction we're going to look for. I think that is, for these really busy people, it's probably a really helpful thing to have.
Just one comment. When we started this process back in, I think it was the spring, kind of talking about the development of the plan and the steps and the timing, I think everyone thought, well, this is going to take kind of a long time. Can't we do it in a couple months? But it does take a while, and it was actually a fairly aggressive schedule. And one of the things that was kind of the end point we were trying to get to was sort of the last one down there, that assuming that this process would take us to adopting a plan in September, we could then use this to provide clear guidance for development of the 2014 budget. So to the extent that we didn't achieve that by September, we would probably be looking at the 15 budget instead of 14.
So you're thinking adoption in the fall.
That was what we originally envisioned.
That wasn't clear, actually. Okay. I thought you were looking at adoption in December. So, you know, I revised my, I'm always happy to adopt in September. We just have to then work through the timing so we don't end up in a month when half of people in town are out of town.
Right.
In terms of trying to get feedback on the plan.
I've heard a couple of references to meeting with congressional staff. I think we ought to be trying to get all the members of Congress themselves to the meeting, not try to have a meeting with staff. We ought to try to get them all there. It's not always possible, but a lot of them do care deeply about what we do here, and will want to be there if they can.
Madam Chair, I would observe, though, that for many of us, our staff is also really important. And how the JCC and the people that they talk to back in the state, various states and DDOT matters too. And we haven't, I don't know how we think about that, but I'd be interested in having the JCC maybe give us some suggestions about how we make sure that staff questions get answered about this, or that, you know, so that people aren't getting bad information from their staff.
Yes, I'd like to draw attention to the employee outreach portion. Again, as a reminder that we should take care to make sure that the employee engagement is not a pro forma, that it's not a communication public information activity, but in fact is an HR activity, an OD activity, because the strategic planning process itself is a method for transformation of a workforce. And I guess as I've looked at the schedule, I appreciate that it's aggressive, but we have a huge workforce, and in 2 months is, I think, pretty limited if we're going to have a real impact. And so I'm not sure what we're thinking about in terms of what vehicles we will use for it, but I would strongly encourage that it's definitely an OD approach to the engagement of the employees, because at the end of the day, they have to make it real. I mean, they execute it. So, you know, it's, I think it's been transformative for us as a board. As we've discussed it, it will be transformative for them as well.
I would strongly support that. I think as we develop the broad goals and the regional connections, it has to cascade down. It has to cascade down to management, what they're going to be doing. It's got to go all the way down to employees. How do they fit within this? Every employee ought to understand what their contribution towards these goals would be.
Any other questions?
Anything else for the good of the order?
So we are looking at trying to refine this timetable and putting it into a different, a little bit different framework.
May I ask one more question? Yes. I'm sorry. And I guess this goes back to the schedule and what that means in terms of the strategic plan and with respect to the 13-14 budget, that's what we're referring to. I, as a formal document, whatever the we need to have the most aggressive schedule we can achieve, and that if it means July 13-14 budget in terms of the formality of it, that's what it is. On the other hand, I would say that we are developing a lot of data, a lot of conclusions, a lot of directions, a lot of policies. So the process itself is going to influence all of our decisioning as we go through the process. And again, it's I think we have to make sure that we're not segmenting the strategic plan as a conclusion that we'll get to and then we'll start to operate. In my mind, we are already involved in a strategic plan right now, and that involvement is influencing all of our decisions that we make right as we go along. So I think we need to speak to our public in that regard, to speak to our constituencies in that regard, that we've embodied principles that we're going to frame and go out and talk with you. So even as we are not at the conclusion of a process, we are certainly deeply engaged in establishing principles that are governing all of our decisioning process, even before we get to the end of a budget adoption. And I think that's important for us to continue to emphasize to all of our constituencies.
I think just along those lines, as we hear the conversations here, the staff sits around and listens to the conversations, that influences our thinking. And you're right, you know, there won't be a magic day, well, okay, you adopt it, and then we produce a budget. It influences our thinking as we go along. So this dialogue is very helpful to us, really.
I've never found a strategic plan to be very useful in providing guidance for a specific fiscal year budget. Usually an organization will develop a shorter-term 3 to 5 year business plan. The working group recommended to the board the development of, as part of our next step, a 3 to 5 year business plan that would inform the budget process. If a vision, mission, strategic plan process is helpful, it is in the longer term, it is about clarification of mission, of resource allocation, and knowing where you're going. The tactical part of a strategic plan is a shorter term business plan. I'm still uncomfortable with the assumption that you could use this as some kind of detailed specific guidance about the 14 budget. would hope at some point there is a follow-on to the recommendations from the working group about the development of a shorter-term, 3 to 5 year business plan in this context. And it probably won't be this coming year, but it has to be in the context of the strategic plan.
Well, just to remind everybody, when we use the word strategic plan there, what we've been talking about, it incorporates everything you just said. It's not just the mission and vision statement, it's the detailed business plans and the strategies, it's the change management plan that Artis was referring to. That's all in the strategic plan the way you discussed it this summer.
It cannot substitute, in my mind, for a 3 to 5 year business plan, which looks at the shorter term revenue and cost structures, ridership trends, state of good repair, all of the system requirements that are specific to a 3 to 5 year multi-year business plan. It can set it can suggest priorities, but it is not a surrogate for a business plan.
What I was trying to say was that the way we're defining, the way we, to this point, have been defining strategic plan here, incorporates what you just said. That's part of the strategic plan. It includes not just mission and vision. It includes the 3 to 5 year business plans. It includes the 2 year operating and capital budget going forward and monitoring. Remember that chart we had?
I do. They're separate documents.
Well, they are, but they're within the framework of a strategic plan. And that's what, when it says here, working through the fall, the second to the bottom, staff develops detailed draft strategies, that's what I understood Rich and his staff would be working on, is developing those detailed business plans to come back to you, which will provide the formula, the background for then a budget proposal to you, a two-year operating budget. So it all fits together.
In advance of the board's final laying on of hands about the strategic plan and the stakeholder process?
No, it's done. Obviously, it all has to work together. But he needs to, I'm just giving you my opinion here, but he needs to get working on what the strategic plan, what the 3 to 5 year business plan you're talking about to achieve goal one of your three goals, and a detailed change management plan to deal with the staff that Artis was referring to. He needs, in my opinion, to start working on that while you're talking to the stakeholders within the framework of what we've established, all to be modified by the inputs and the reactions you're getting. He shouldn't be sitting doing nothing for 6 months while you're getting your reaction.
Agreed.
I was actually looking forward to that.
I'd just like to make a clarification. I think this series of recommended next steps has been very helpful in a couple of ways. One is it's identified the entities, the stakeholders, the employees, the riding public that we should be reaching out to, and it sort of gives us a sense of, for example, we have to go to the key stakeholders first. But what I've heard us saying in terms of our discussion is that it's not quite as neat as this, that we don't do the stakeholders finished by February, then start doing the employees. And my understanding is that we're doing a little bit messier a process, that we want to start getting some information out to the employees and maybe even out to the public at the very beginning, to the extent that we've got something that we can say. I mean, obviously, we need to go to the key stakeholders first, but there's going to be a lot of overlap and a lot of iterations of, okay, now we've gotten to this point and we can put out this information. And with that, if that's the understanding that the other board members have, I think this is a good way to approach it.
Any other thoughts? I can't tell you how healthy a discussion is this. There are very few boards in the country that have this kind of a discussion. You guys are doing great. Barbara, do you have everything you need? In terms of
sure.
I think to Ms. Porter's point, it certainly wasn't to the recommendations weren't that we were going to get all of the deliberative and input process done in January and February. That is impossible. So I think it is a matter of getting started, frankly. And also, you know, the calendar is pretty aggressive because people will have comments that you will want to discuss as a board and maybe make changes along the way, which will determine which way and direction we go next on some things. So I think that's important too. But in general, if I may, I will write back just an outline of what I think I heard, what you told me, and then we'll proceed from there. But please know that it's not going to go to in-depth roundtable discussions in July. It will be the first, probably first quarter of things. So.
And we need to find a word other than messy to describe it.
Deliberative. Iterative.
Iterative and intentional.
Correct. And I also think that the discussion about the meeting that will be held January 13th as a launching point is very instructive, too. I think that's a very good point.
Neil, if I could just, yeah. One other thing I really think we should think, put more thought to is this idea of, are we going to do something where we try to bring everybody together at some point? And thinking around that and the timing and how we back up from that is really important. And again, I would say when we go meet with these particular key stakeholders, having some, even just we think in this month, you know, around this time would be really, really helpful. But I think we need to have more conversation about how we would do it.
It almost brings back the, what was the name of the one that was held for years that was that annual meeting? It almost brings back that kind of a concept? A little bit?
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, thank you. I think you've done good work today. Thank you very much.
Okay.